are going to be in heaven. And I always remind people, I think that scripture is found in Matthew chapter 7. Somebody find it for me. Matthew chapter 7, it might be around the 35th verse, where Jesus said, not every man who says unto me, Lord, Lord, find it. It's in Matthew. It's in Matthew, the 7th chapter, somewhere around the 35th, maybe the 31st, 30th, somewhere there. Not every man, somebody found it yet, who says unto me, Lord, Lord, come on, you got it? What is it? 21, and I didn't think it was that far.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We're still talking about the Spirit Church. We're supposed to be the church of the Spirit. The Bible says that when we serve God, that He is a Spirit. And those that worship Him, we have to worship Him in the Spirit and in the truth. So we cannot worship Him in the Spirit if we're not in the Spirit and of the Spirit. So we have to make a change, a dramatic change, in the way we live, think, and the way we behave. All of this is included in how we change to spiritual mindedness. We have a change from the old man. That's what we have to do. We have to change from that old man, you know, of the sinful man of the flesh. The Bible refers to it as the old man, the carnal man, or the natural man, meaning you are still acting and behaving and thinking and living just like the people of the world. When we come in and we become saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, that's a change that we have made. And we cannot attest to being a Christian unless we have done those things. We have to accept God, be saved. But Romans 10, 9 and 10, that's how we're saved, by Romans 10, 9 and 10. We have to confess the Lord, profess the Lord, and then we have to be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and then we can walk in that newness of life. And that's what we're getting to in this part of the lesson. You know, we have to stop acting and behaving just like this world, and we have to become that changed man, you know. And we have to keep transforming. Like we said in Romans, the 12th chapter, the first and second verse, we have to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we transform by doing the Word of God. And the Word of God is the 66 books. It's written there. And we have to make sure that whatever is written, that's what we have to follow in the Word of God. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we have to become the man of the spirit man. And that, like I said, the Bible refers to that as the new man. When we become the spirit man, we're not that old man of sin no more. We're that new man. We're that new man in the spirit. And that's, saints of God, is where we should be getting to right now. It's far late in the evening for us to be still practicing those old things that we learned from old, from the preachers of old, from yesteryear and years to year. We're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're to carry on. Our generation is to carry on what Jesus left here for us to do and what God has put in his word for us to do. Those are the things we have to adhere to. And you know, some of those things that we were taught and we was raised to believe, they're not the same as when we come into the reality and the revelation knowledge of God for ourselves. Then we can make that decision and say, okay, this is what God say. Now, no matter what the preachers of old, our pastor of old, we love him. We love him, and we know he's gone on to be with the Lord. But God has given us a renewed mind. Our mind has been renewed to the word. We have revelation knowledge straight from God. And saints of God, that's what we're looking for. God will reveal himself to us when we read and study the word. And when we pray, Jesus prayed every morning. He got up and went and prayed every morning. That way, anything that come in his way, any demonic force that would come in his way, he was already prayed up. He didn't have to go pray to the Father. He stayed prayerful. Every day he was prayerful. And see, this is some of the problems that we're having today. We're waiting till something happens, and then we start praying. Oh, but do we pray? But saints of God, that's not when we're supposed to pray. I mean, it's always good to pray. But if you really want to get a handle on any situation, any problem that might rise, we need to be praying every day just like Jesus did. And whenever them demons came in front of Jesus, they saw the real God standing up in Jesus. And they had to come out. They had to fall to their knees and bow to Jesus and say, what have you come? Have you come to do something to us? What have you come to do to us? You know, he came to cast you out. That's what he came to do. And he didn't allow him to speak because he was known as Jesus at that time. You know, now he's known as Jesus. But we could come straight in front of their face and say, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you take your hands off of my children. You take your hands out of my family. You take your hands out of my home. And you can just go on and on and on, because it is written in there that we can say, in the name of Jesus, and demons have to flee. They have to fall to their knees at the name of Jesus. But the reason they don't fall is because we're not convinced that's going to really happen. We're not convinced. We don't believe God. We don't trust God. We don't believe his word. But saints of God, we have to start believing what God say, because it is written. And if he can turn Satan around after being in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights without food, probably without too much sleep, you know, if he could come out and defeat the devil with a few words, and guess what he said? Satan, it is written. You can put that same written word on the devil. Whenever he come in your finances, whenever he come against your children, whenever he comes against your health, whatever he come against in your life, you can put the written word on it, because the word is written. Everything that we need to know, everything that we need to do, and how to do it, and the power to do it, the wisdom and knowledge and understanding of how to do it is in the word of God. It's written. So saints of God, we have no excuse. The church is spiritually owned. It's owned by Jesus Christ. God gave him the church. He said, this is your body. This is your body. We are the body of Christ. Now, how should we be acting, and how should we be if we are the body of Christ? My God, look at your life and see. It's that shameful stuff that you do. When you take up going with people that lie and cheat and steal, and you saying, oh, they're a good person. They're good. No, they're not good. Anything that goes against the word of God is not good. If you're associating with a liar, a psychopath, a criminal, an adulterer, if you're associating with those people, the Bible says you're supposed to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Now, how can you abstain and you're walking with them people? You're complicit. That's the word for it. You're complicit with whatever they do. If they lie, they cheat, they steal, they commit adultery, they sow division and discord, you're walking right with them. When you side with them, when you take the side with them, you're walking right with them. So don't try to fool God. Don't try to fool the people. You know, because you sure enough can't fool God. God is not going to have any wrongdoing in heaven. He's not going to have any evil doing in heaven. And when you walk with evil and you talk with evil, it's going to be a consequence for you. The Bible tells us we're not supposed to associate with those people. Evil communication, you know, it produces corrupt manners in that person that's listening. You're going to be corrupt. You can't live with sin and not be corrupted by it. Oh, no. Come on, saints. We have to realize you're sitting there and you're going along with a liar, a rogue, a cheat, a destroyer, a lawless person. Don't even uphold to the standards of the law of its own country, of their own land. You know, going against every morality, every moral value, every Christian value, going against all of that, and you standing up saying, okay, I follow this person. Well, you sure enough can't follow God and follow that person. I'm going to tell you right now, you can't follow that person or people, whoever it may be, and then still call yourself a child of God. That's a lie, and God says it is, because he said you can't serve two masters. You can't serve him and the devil. It's just not going to happen, saints. So we need to get that stuff out of our mind and make sure that we're following only what's written in the 66 books. Follow that. And then we'll be what God calls his children in the name of Jesus. So, saints of God, there's things in the Bible that we simply have to fix in our minds that we are to do. And whatever it said we're supposed to do, then we are supposed to do it. And we're never supposed to get it. Forget it. If he tells us not to do something, then we're not supposed to do it, and we're never supposed to forget that, because God wants us to remember what he tells us to. And whatever he tells us to do, we're supposed to remember that, saints. And I'm just thanking God for this lesson, because we know that the devil is busy, and our world is not the way we remember it from a few months ago. Even now, you know, we ought to tell the story to our congregation. Don't let them forget. Don't let them forget. Tell them why Jesus came to this earth. See, he came to take all of that foolishness out of our mind, out of our life, remove sin. That's what he came to do. And when we fail to tell people what Jesus came to do, guess what? They won't know. They won't know. Because if you're the only light that they're supposed to see, if you're the one that's supposed to be teaching them, they won't know. So, saints of God, we're going to wrap it up for right now. And we're going to make sure that you understand that it's a sacrifice when we begin to change and we begin to transform into that new man. We're talking about the new man, that new man that's in Christ Jesus, that new man that's of the Spirit. That's who we're talking about. And saints of